You know, sometimes you will need some help. Help in terms of overcoming a situation, a fear, or whatever it is that the situation calls for. Ano ang gagawin mo when the only person you can tap is none other than ikaw din mismo, your other self? Hey, hey, what up? Welcome to Houdini's Kido, the podcast. My name is Ryan, and this is my own space in the digital world. My weekly podcast where we talk about anything, things that may or may not matter. I'm so glad you're here. Let's start. Episode 26, Alter Reveal. Unahan ko na kayo, ha. Baka kung anong alter iniisip mo dyan eh. Nako, guard, may madumi dito. May maduming utak dito. Welcome sa ating kakaibang Halloween episode kung saan ang pag-uusapan natin ay, of course, kababalaghan. A mystery so close in each one of us. It's scary. Nakatakot. Kasi pag-uusapan natin ay tungkol sa multo. Sa sarili nating multo. And I'm not referring to your skeleton on the closet, but the other kind of ghost. Your own ghost. Your doppelganger. Your other self. Your private side. Your counterpart. Your other personality. Ano pa ba? Your second self. Also known as your alter ego. Alter ego. Some of you know the concept of alter egos, some of you don't. So, bigyan ko muna kayo ng examples of famous personalities and their alter egos. Okay, Beyoncé and Sasha Fierce. Probably one of the most famous celebrity alter ego. And aminado si Beyoncé na she gets nervous every time she performs on stage. But her alter ego is confident. Sasha Fierce. Pangalan pa lang, fierce na. According to Queen Bee, yung alter ego niya makes her overall performance better. Okay, next is Miley Cyrus. And you probably could have guessed it, no? Who her alter ego is. It's Hannah Montana, correct? Yeah, which also happens to be a star and a celebrity. Who else? Oh, Justin Bieber. And Justin Bieber's alter ego is named Shotty Mane. Yeah, who is a rapper. And he does it for fun. At sabi din naman ni JB, it's nothing serious. Kasi kahit naman ako, I won't take him seriously if he comes up with a rap album. Oh, speaking of rap album, who would forget Eminem's epic 1997 album? Whose title also happens to be his alter ego. Slim Shady, y'all! Yes! Slim Shady is Eminem's alter ego, which actually propelled Eminem to stardom. And I think we also have some from the superhero side. Okay, Peter Parker's ever famous alter ego. Yes, Spider-Man. Bruce Wayne's Batman. Eto, sige nga. Sino ang alter ego? Si Superman o si Clark Kent? Sipin nyo ha, may asagutan natin. Okay. Siguro by now may idea na kayo kung ano yung alter ego, no? Why does it happen? Kung nawiwirduhan kayo, let me try to explain. Humans are ever-evolving. Diba? We are a complex being. At komplikado din yung utak natin. And sometimes, people have too much awesomeness to be contained by one single person or at least a single personality. Pag nangyari yun, you know it's time for you to create an alternate self, a different version of you that comes handy kapag kinakailangan. It's actually a fascinating arena for us to explore and we express it in a different way than what we are normally. Iba yung pagsasalita, iba yung angst, may attitude, diba? Even the way you dress, depende on your own context of perception. So, by definition, alter ego is our second self created by us. Sometimes, we create alters unconsciously. Kasi bilang tao, we have a different sets of characteristics, traits, and beliefs. And based on those things, we make up our decisions. But often, our main egos limit our life. So, paano kapag yung characteristics, traits, and beliefs mo doesn't help you get out of a certain situation, di ba? Dun papasok, or in this case, lalabas, si alter ego. There is another person living inside of you that want to do things differently. Example, mahihain ka. Ayaw mong napapansin, ayaw mo ng attention, ayaw mo ng spotlight, di ba? But you were put into a dreaded situation. There, you can create or trigger an alter ego. One that can do things for you. You can give this alter ego characteristics like being a risk taker or a persona oozing with confidence or be the outgoing side of you. As simple as that. So, etong other self mo, it resides beneath your outer personality. Something distinctly different sa alam mo. Kasi may certain aspects tayo sa sarili natin na we don't even know existed. At nakatago lang pala all this time. Pero may mga taong hindi tanggap yung alter egos nila. Kasi for them, alter egos are the evil part of your soul. They say, there is inherently good, both good and evil parts of our being, constantly at war within us. In this case, lumalabas na yung alter ego natin is the definition of the evil part of our being. Okay, sabi nyo eh. That's why the term alter ego means different things to different people. Pero in contrast to popular belief, alter ego doesn't necessarily mean as the antithesis of you. It's actually quite the opposite. Because alter ego is an alternate self. Ikaw din yun. But it's a distinct form from your true original personality. So, may benefits ba ang pagkakaroon ng alter ego? Well, for starters, it can make you more confident in social situations. Having an alternate self can help you somehow overcome your social anxiety. Your alter ego can help you challenge yourself to get rid of negative thoughts. Kung paano ka mag-isip, paano ka kumilos, paano mag-react. Like, go blend with the crowd. Go talk to many people. Or go tell that joke, kahit that joke pa yan. You see, it can be a superpower sa pag-handle natin ng social anxiety natin. At kung natatakot ka sa sasabihin ng ibang tao, then having an alter ego can save your day. Mas magiging aware ka sa situation and you will learn how to be braver, to grab more opportunities and let go of the things that make you insecure. Kasi even the slightest change in how you refer to yourself and how you treat yourself can somehow positively affect your thought process. Now, the challenge is when to activate your alter ego. Kailan siya ilalabas? Diba? Kailan mo siya dapat gamitin? The challenge is the transition. Ayan. At based sa experience ko, I use it during an on-the-spot moment. Kapag sobrang kailangan na, yung tipong wala na akong choice. Kapag yung normal self ko can't get the job done, so mag-autopilot ngayon si alter ego. Meaning to say, si alter ego is being displayed as a stress response on my case. Yung tipong fight or flight response ko siya during a very, very stressful situation. So, alter reveal or alter ego reveal. Okay. My alter ego is Zach the Hedonist. Ayan na, sinabi ko na. It has actually evolved ever since I learned about it. Nalala ko, it's from the first one. I call it Private Zach. Kasi nga tago pa siya. Then, I name it Zach is Ryan. Pertaining to myself. And now, I call it as Zach the Hedonist. So, the name has evolved. Siyempre, in-update ko siya over time. But it's the same alter ego. And the name is two parts actually. Zach and the Hedonist. It's in episode... 19. Yeah, episode 19. You can check that out if you want to know more about the story of why I call myself a hedonist. So, this time, let me tell you about Zach. Zach is short for Zacchaeus. Baka hindi kayo maniwala, but it's actually from the Bible. Oh, panis. It's from the story of Zacchaeus, the tax collector, and I learned about his story way back in college. And every time I hear his story, I just can't help it but to identify myself with him from his physical and non-physical traits. Sa mga hindi nakakaalam, you can read it up, his whole story in Luke chapter 19 verses 1 to 10. Yeah, but let me summarize it for you. Okay. Zacchaeus was rich, like super rich, okay? But was very corrupt. He was a short man, hindi katangkaran. And when Jesus visited the city of Jericho, where Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector, Zacchaeus badly wanted to see Jesus, but he can't. Hindi niya kayang i-box out yung crowd na nakapaligid kay Jesus that time. Because he's short. So, he climbed up a sycamore tree just to see Jesus. He noticed him and Jesus invited himself over Zacchaeus' house. And that encounter changed Zacchaeus' life forever. That's it. Out of all the stories I've heard and read, I can greatly relate to this one. Just like Zacchaeus, I think I was also greedy. Besides his small stature... The thing that defines Zacchaeus was his career, being the chief tax collector in Jericho. And for that, he was very, very much hated. Sobra yung dislike ng mga tao sa kanya because he was abusive of his power. But when you realize it, lahat tayo were just like the short man Zacchaeus. Kasi our natural tendency is to look out for ourselves and take whatever we can get away with. And alam nyo ba, that the name Zacchaeus means pure or innocent. As a tax collector, Zacchaeus didn't live up to his name. But with what Zacchaeus did, climbing up that tree, that sycamore tree, he knew that the man is worth seeing. Jesus was worth seeing. Kahit may pagkamarites din siya, no? But good thing his curiosity paid off, right? So, how about you? Siguro ngayon, nag-iisip ka, meron ba akong alter ego? Or, anong magandang pangalan sa alter ego ko? Sige, help kita. Bigyan kita ng suggestion. Kung marami kang pinaglalaban, pero babyface ka, call yourself Radical Baby. Kung fan ka naman ng Harry Potter at sweet cat at the same time. Ikaw si Hermione the Cheesy. Oh, panis. Kung medyo lumaki ka naman dahil sa hilig mo sa sweets and you're a guy, name your alter ego as Cinnamon Zadzy. Last, sorry. Kung taga Cavite, Las Piñas, Muntinlupa or Parañaque ka na mahilig sa gym, ang alter mo ay South Borta. Ayan na, mamili na lang kayo. Ang dami ko nang binigay. But, hindi. Kidding aside, kung wala ka pang alter ego, try mo yung South Borta. Tapos kantahin mo yung ikaw nga. Dog show buisit. Sorry na. Okay. Seryoso na. if you want to create or modify your alter ego, you can start by looking at your role models. Then, isipin mo, ano yung nagustuhan mo sa kanila? What makes them a cut above the rest? What makes them your hero? Kapag nasa isang situation ka where you can figure out a way out, what will your hero do? Will they choose fight, flight, or freeze? From there, you will know. And try figuring out ano yung gusto mong i-take on na characteristics nila if you're gonna be your own hero. And definitely, it should be something personal. And even how you want to call yourself or your alter ego, that should be personal. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, we all have alter ego. Or two. Yeah, gustuhin mo man or hindi, you have. Maybe you just didn't explore that part well or that deep. But yes, whether you like it or not, meron kang ego at meron ka ding alter ego. And as you allow yourself to be aware of this, I think mas magiging madali sa'yo mag-act upon sa isang situation. Mas mapafamiliarize mo yung sarili mo and distinguish how and when to engage in creative play between your ego, your main ego, and your alter ego. And finding one's alter ego will require finding one's other self, one with a different personality. And para sa akin, it's kind of empowering. It's fun and it gets the job done. You know, sometimes you really need some help. Help in terms of overcoming a situation, a fear, or whatever it is that the situation calls for. Anong gagawin mo when the only person you can tap is none other than ikaw din mismo, your other self? Let me know what you think. Hit me up on Instagram at @hedonistkido for your answer, comments, or suggestions. By the way, bago magkalimutan, si Clark Kent po ang alter ego ni Superman, not the other way around. Kasi Superman is Superman. Okay? I'm really done. And if you agree, let me know. And leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Let's talk things in this podcast. You and me, this is Ryan, and ang alter ego ko ay si Zach, the hedonist. Yep, I'll talk to you soon. Ciao. Peace out.